Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College of Botany with Natural North Dakota.
Picture a bright, brisk, sunshiny winter day with a fresh blanket of snow. Now picture a red fox in its winter best trotting across a landscape. A friend recently described that sight to me. His excitement was quite apparent. The color of a red fox can vary considerably, but generally they are yellowish red or perhaps reddish brown with black feet as well as black tips of the ears. The tip of the tail is white, as are the cheeks, throat, and underside. As you probably know, that makes a red fox a colorful and distinctive sight, particularly in a white winter landscape. The red fox remains active throughout the winter months. They'll feed mainly on small mammals, such as mice and voles. Their warm coat of fur and reserves of body fat also help them through the cold months. Plus, they'll find shelter in burrows and decrease their activity during the winter months, which conserves energy. The red fox is not a very large animal. They only weigh around 8 to 15 pounds and measure about 15 to 16 inches tall at the shoulder. From tip of the nose to the tip of the tail is maybe 3 feet. The red fox ranges over much of North America, Europe, and Asia, as well as parts of North Africa, and is one of the more important fur bearers. Their fur, in addition to being colorful, is comparatively soft, dense, and long. Fox fur was and still is used to trim coats, as well as making scarves, muffs, hats, and the like. They are also occasionally used as the main component of some jackets and coats. I recall a lady from my childhood that sported a red fox shawl-like garment. I did a quick check online for fox coats. They're available online, with a price ranging from perhaps a few $100 to over $3,000. So as you travel about this winter, be on the lookout for the red fox. And if you can get a good look at one in contrast to a fresh, big white blanket of snow, you too may find yourself excited at the sight of this colorful and interesting animal. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. Subscribe to the podcast or find past episodes at prairiepublic.org.